From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Search and rescue workers from across Russia, including more than 100 Navy divers, are converging on the Black Sea port of Sochi, searching for clues to the crash of a military plane that plunged into the sea minutes after takeoff Sunday. The military says all 92 on board were killed on the flight, which carried dozens of singers from the official choir of the Russian armed forces. President Vladimir Putin declared Monday a nationwide day of mourning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been showing unprecedented anger over the Obama administration's abstention in a UN Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem. Netanyahu called it reckless and destructive.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
Netanyahu insists there's nothing wrong with his controversial policy of building in occupied areas that the Palestinians claim for their state. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power explained why the U.S. abstained.
We continue to believe that that solution is the only viable path to provide peace and security for the state of Israel and freedom and dignity for the Palestinian people.
Netanyahu is now placing his hopes on the incoming administration of Donald Trump. Shares of Boeing and Lockheed Martin slipped in early trading on Friday after a tweet from President-elect Donald Trump appeared to pit the two defense industry giants against one another to lower prices for government contracts. It was just the latest targeted jab at U.S. corporations that may have led to volatile trading. This is VOA. A powerful earthquake shook southern Chile on Sunday, but there were no immediate reports of deaths and only minor known damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 7.6 quake struck at 11:22 a.m. local time near the southern tip of Chilo Island, some 1,300 kilometers south of the capital of Santiago. Some 4,000 people were evacuated for fear of a possible tsunami following the quake, but the alert was eased about 90 minutes after the trembler. A much stronger magnitude quake in February of 2010 generated a tsunami and killed 524 people in Chile. Explosives experts have defused a large World War II aerial bomb in the southern German city of Augsburg, clearing the way for thousands of evacuated residents to return and hold their Christmas celebrations at home. Some 32,000 households in the city's historic central district were forced to leave by 10 a.m. Christmas morning so experts could handle the bomb. Well, thousands of Christians gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Robert Berger was there.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
The push to restrict refugee settlements and immigration in the U.S. that figured so prominently in Donald Trump's election is now headed to states that are preparing to convene their legislative sessions early next year. In Montana, which took in just 9 refugee families this year, there are about a dozen proposed bills related to refugees, immigration, and terrorism.
Nice.
British pop singer George Michael, who had numerous hits in the group Wham in the 1980s and then later as a solo artist, has died at the age of 53. His first solo album, 1987's Faith, sold more than 20 million copies. His publicist says he passed away peacefully at home. It continues a year in the grief in the news industry with David Bowie, Prince, and Glenn Frey among those dying before age 70.
That's the latest world news from VOA.